With that, let's go ahead and move on to the next puzzle. So the next puzzle that we'll talk about is stretch out and break up to get in. This was a puzzle that 1,668 teams were able to solve successfully. And in this puzzle, this is what we gave to you, a whole bunch of mathematical symbols and what ultimately looked like two long division problems. And in fact, the title of the puzzle, stretch out, meaning long, and break up, meaning divide, was supposed to get you at that idea of long division. So we give you two long division problems that appear to use letters in some places instead of numbers. And then at the bottom, you see that we also gave you some mathematical expression, some result of multiplying numbers together and adding numbers together. So ultimately, this became a little bit more of a math puzzle. And what you needed to do was take a long division problem like this and translate it into the actual numbers that make up this particular long division problem. So you can sort of puzzle through it. One thing you might notice is that at the very bottom, we have some number, we subtract 4 and we get 0. Well, the only number from which you could subtract 4 and get 0 would be a 4 itself, so that number must be a 4. And likewise, if you look a little bit further above, we take a number, subtract 0, and get another 0. We don't get a number there, so that, we might guess, also might have to be a 0. And you can start to make other deductions, deducing that, all right, maybe these values here need to be 1s, because that's the only way that we could end up getting a 1 on the line corresponding to the letter C. And by making these step-by-step deductions, you can eventually figure out that there's only one set of numbers that actually makes this division problem work out, and this is that result. And if you notice, each of these lines corresponds to a letter. So A now corresponds to the line with 85, B corresponds to the line with 27, C with 17, so on and so forth. And so now we have these values. A is 85, B is 27, so on and so forth. And we can plug those values into that mathematical expression that we saw from the very beginning, because this is a mathematical expression that uses the letters A and B and C, D, E, F, and G. And so if we do all of that math, plugging in those values, the number we get is 405913276. So we don't really know what to do with that number just yet, so maybe we'll come back to it a little bit later. But we did have a second long division problem to solve, and it was this long division problem here. And so we needed to do the similar thing here, figure out what digits go in which places, and in particular, what digits correspond to which letters. And again, you'd follow a similar mathematical deductive process here. If you look down at the very bottom, you see that K minus O is K. And so that might reasonably suggest to you that, oh, that's probably the number 0, because then K minus 0, that would ultimately be K. And you might come up with other ways that you could reason through things as well. The next thing you might realize is that the only way that for this to work out is that S needs to be 1, because when you're multiplying 1 by some like L110, that will give you the exact same thing, L110. And so you can follow this pattern, trying to deduce your way to what letters correspond to which numbers. And ultimately, you'll find that this is the only assignment of letters to numbers that will make this math equation work out. And now each of those original letters is assigned to a number. So all right, we've now solved both of these long division problems, and we're left with this original number from before, 405913276. And if you take each of those numbers and figure out which letter it corresponds to in the new division problem, so 4 corresponds to L, 0 corresponds to O, 5 corresponds to C, so on and so forth, ultimately what you get is the answer to this puzzle, which is locksmith.